You are listening to Highway Radio. Thanks for doing that. My name is Gonzo. That's Josh Bell right there. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well, but Josh hates everything.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about movies. I watched the trailer, and Josh has to go sit through the entire movie. And since he hates everything, that seems to be a problem. But let's have a look at Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Hey, what's going on?
Tommy's missing.
Tommy's name was in the book. There's no way it's actually connected, right? Okay, what if what happens in the book is exactly what's happened for real? Oh, my God. Eddie!
Stella!
Listen, you're in the next story.
We're reading it right here.
It's a corpse looking for her missing toe.
Okay, this is a good trailer.
It is a good trailer, and it's an all right movie.
Okay, all right. We'll get an all right early on. So wait, they break into a spooky old house and find a book.
Yeah, okay. This is based on, I don't know if you ever remember these from childhood or maybe...
I am older than you, Josh.
Yeah, although the first Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark book was published in the early 80s.
Okay.
And there's three of them, and for me, and maybe people of my generation, or maybe even a little older, I loved these books when I was a kid. They're kind of collections of campfire stories, right, and urban legends and stuff like that. And really the main appeal is these incredibly creepy illustrations that the books had, these pen and ink illustrations that are just super unsettling. So for me as a kid, this was like my gateway into horror before I started reading Stephen King books and stuff like that. So they're playing on that nostalgia here a bit. But those books are anthologies, they're collections, and so they have to put them into the framework of a feature film story. So yeah, we've got some kids, and they break into a spooky haunted house, and they steal this book that was written by this woman who killed children or possibly forced them to disappear somehow.
Right.
And the stories start writing themselves, and the kids end up in the stories, and they get
so the things start actually happening. Right.
Things start happening from the stories. Okay. So within the framework of this overall story, it's kind of a coming of age thing for these young teenage kids. It's set in 1968, so it's got a bit of a throwback nostalgia feel. It very much has a 1980s Stephen King, Steven Spielberg thing. If you like Stranger Things, there's a lot of similarities in this movie, and the kid actors are strong. The story about those kids is not the greatest, and it kind of drags, but anytime they recreate one of the bits from the book, it's super creepy. It's very well done. I wish they had done about twice as much of that and half as much of the kids and their neglectful parents. And the backstory of the woman who, quote, wrote the book here, which is very standard horror movie stuff. And they go to the library to look up the microfiche, and they got to go to an asylum and look at records and every horror cliche. So that was not the best. But overall, especially I think if anyone like me has nostalgia for those stories in those books, there's some stuff to enjoy here, and I had a mostly good time with
it. Is it creepy, or does he get some jump scares, or a little of both? Or?
Yeah, there's a couple jump scares, which I'm not a big fan of.
Right.
But the creepiness, though, I thought was good.
Good.
And it is only, I think it's PG-13, so maybe older kids who are, like I was with the book when I was 11 or 12 or something before I got into Stephen King, this might be a good gateway to horror for slightly older kids. So yeah, it's a fun one. I feel like it could have captured the book a little better, but overall, not bad.
All right, so Josh Bell, who hates everything, how many stars for Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark?
I give it a 3 out of 5.
Wow, all right.
Yeah,
that's tall praise coming from Josh Bell. JoshBellHatesEverything.com is the website, and you got this podcast going.
Yeah, Awesome Movie Year is my podcast with comedian Jason Harris, and we're talking about the movies of 1994. On our current season, we just talked about another horror movie, Wes Craven's New Nightmare, which is a personal favorite of mine. So check that out at awesomemovieyear.com and wherever you get podcasts.
Sounds good. Josh Bell, everybody. Hey, drive carefully. This is Highway Radio.